Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I am very excited to sidekick for Abby tonight during her listening party.
It's going to be very exciting. We are going to be going live on Facebook and Instagram doing a group watch party for the New Heights podcast, which is hosted by Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, and Jason Kelce, his brother, where Taylor Swift is going to join them and talk all about her upcoming album, TS12, The Life of a Showgirl.
I don't care about the album. I care about this love affair and how perfect it seems. I've got so many questions and we've never been able to answer them because, quite frankly, we haven't seen them or heard them talk to each other. We can see the chemistry in pictures, like on a sideline of a Chiefs game. We could see her cheering him on and he cheering her on. But the fact that they're going to be conversing and we get like a, oh, of course that's why. Of course that's why they love each other. It's seamless. I'm really looking forward to sort of being a voyeur on that.
Yeah, it'll be cool to get an insight, obviously, behind the album and maybe some of the songs that he's inspired and the moments in their relationship that's inspired certain songs. But yeah, you're right. It's really cool that we've seen all these big mountaintop moments for them, like them at the Super Bowl or them at the, AFC Championship when he won. And the Super Bowl where he lost and all that went on. And there's just so many big moments that we've been privy to, but we haven't gotten to see those small moments where, you know, maybe they're giving each other a hard time or giving each other these small compliments. It'll be very cool to see these two superstar powerhouses in their natural element.
Now, I love that they're doing this, but I'm sure they are very, very well prepared. People are going to pick this apart.
Oh, yeah.
You say like somebody makes one weird look, somebody says one little weird thing, and you know it's going to get twisted into oblivion.
Who cares?
I'm excited to see them.
Live your life. Show your love.
And that's what they've been doing, right? So I take my role as a sidekick very seriously tonight, and here it is. It's going to be who knows how many people are going to join you, but it's hardcore Swifties that know everything about Taylor Swift, so I at least want to be a little bit prepared. Because at the end of the day, all I know is that Taylor Swift, I love her attitude. I love what she does for philanthropy. I love the way that she handles her business. I love her pettiness, to be honest with you. When she believes she's right, oh man, she will fight. She is going to fight. What was the quote she said the other day that I love so much?
So she said this a couple years back, I believe during an interview where she was talking about the reason why she was going to re-record all of her albums, which she doesn't need to do anymore because now she owns all of her masters. And the quote she said is something along the lines of, people underestimate how far I will go to inconvenience myself solely to prove a point.
God bless that woman. All right, so I'm online this morning doing a little research so I don't seem like a complete idiot when I'm joining you guys tonight.
Okay.
And I found 30 things you never knew about Taylor Swift.
All right.
Can't go through all 30. You probably know all 30, but I found these very interesting, and a casual Taylor Swift fan might go, I didn't know that.
All right. So like in true fashion, like whenever you send a meme to somebody and you're really excited about it and they're like, I already saw it.
Right.
So whenever Bert says it, you have to be, I already knew that.
I wrote the list.
Probably. All right. So she framed a photo of the infamous Kanye West VMA scandal for her apartment. Taylor has a framed photo of the moment Kanye West hijacked her acceptance speech during the 2009 VMAs in the living room of her Nashville duplex. It hangs above a handwritten note that reads, life is full of little interruptions.
I already knew that.
You did not know that?
I knew the interruptions part. I actually didn't know the Kanye West part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of piggyback on the Kanye West stuff. Kanye West blames T-Swift for his album getting such little radio airtime. They're feuding, then they're not, then they are again. When Kanye's album, Saint Pablo, didn't get as much love on the radio as the rapper and designer would have liked, he blamed the very public dispute regarding whether Taylor approved of his referring to her as that B in his song Famous. In an interview with Charlamagne the God, what's up, dude? Kanye said, really? Never since the Taylor Swift moment. It's never been the same.
Good. He deserved that.
I already knew that.
Okay, you already knew that. This is more of a question for you. The fact I didn't know, Blake Lively's daughter, James, is featured and credited on Taylor Swift's song, Gorgeous.
Yes.
You knew that.
Yeah.
My question for you is, and as I'm entering this thing tonight with you, are they still friends?
They are not friends. We've talked about it a little bit because of the It Ends With Us scandal, but essentially Blake Lively allegedly extorted Taylor Swift in order for Taylor to publicly speak out about her feud with Justin Baldoni and publicly take her side. And I guess when Taylor said no, she was like, all right, well, I've got 10 years of text messages. I'm gonna put them out if you don't. And this, allegedly, that's the reason why they're not friends anymore.
Okay.
Allegedly.
You think they'll address that tonight?
I think it's going to be addressed in her album, TS12. Mm. I don't think that specific feud will be touched on.
I mean, at the end of the day tonight, this is going to be a softball interview, right?
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. They're not going to be throwing any hard balls. And that's great for her because she can go into it relaxed, be her most natural self, knowing that there's not going to be some big gotcha moment because her boyfriend's going to look out for her.
She wrote and sang her hit Our Song for her 9th grade talent show. Hit single on her debut album, Our Song, was originally written for a school performance and ended up making it onto her album.
I did not know that.
What?
Yeah. I knew she had written songs for talent shows before, but I didn't know Our Song was one of them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. When she started out, her record label, Big Machine Label Group, had no furniture. A young Taylor would sit on the floor of the startup label and stuff envelopes with her record to send to radio stations because recording with Big Machine meant creative control.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know?
Yeah, look at you surprising me.
I feel like I've done something special today. And one more here before we get into the entertainment buzz. She's the reason GoFundMe increased its donation limit.
What? I didn't know that.
When you didn't?
I didn't know that.
I really feel like I've done something special today. When Taylor donated $50,000 towards a fan's medical bills, the money had to be processed in 4 installments because of the site's donation cap. After this, GoFundMe upped the maximum donation limit to $50,000.
Wow. Love that girl T-Swift doing good for the community.
Yeah, man. I just don't know why people take shots. Like, she's nothing but goodness. And I think that people take shots at her because not by her doing, she's overexposed. She's just so big that anytime she's on a vacation, Taylor Swift is on vacation. Anytime she does this, she's at a hospital, Taylor Swift, pictures here, pictures there. And people are just like, enough. But that's not her fault.
Yeah. And I think that's why she doesn't necessarily go out of her way to be seen, which is why she's kind of done the Beyonce thing where she doesn't really do big sit down interviews, which is why the New Heights interview is such a big deal, because I don't think we've seen a long form sit down interview with Taylor Swift possibly since her Lover era. So I'm very excited for this.
Isn't it interview or is it them just hanging out?
A conversation, if you will. We've only seen like late night TV bits where it's like 10 minutes and then she's like in and out and bye. But this will be a little bit more intimate, if you will.
All right. See Abby in her natural environment tonight. 6:55 on Facebook and on Instagram.
Get it. The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.